searching for faith, looking for faith. The world is filled with people who are looking for faith. One way or another, they're looking for something to fill a need or a gap on the inside of us that only God can fulfill. And so many are searching for truth. When you're searching for faith, you're actually searching for truth. I want to read some scripture this morning in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, because we're talking about searching for faith this morning. Verse 1, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said to himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Shall not God avenge his own elect who cry out to him day and night, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? It teaches us that faith is something that the Lord is going to look for when he returns in his glory to set up his kingdom. He's going to be looking for people who are filled with faith, filled with the faith of God. Are you going to be one of them? Are you going to be an individual who has showed the Lord by your actions that you are carrying faith on the inside of you? Prayer is agreeing with what God says belongs to you. Prayer is a communion with the Lord, having confidence that he will answer you. And you demonstrate your confidence in him by being persistent in prayer. The enemy will tell you that it doesn't belong to you. The enemy will tell you that you don't have a right to a prosperous life. But when you see in the Word of God that all these things are available for you, and you know that they belong to you, then you continually go before God and you pray and ask God to release them, and you command the enemy to get out of his work in keeping it from you. Faith goes after those things that God says you can have. As you keep those things before your heart, faith will grow in order to produce the things that is coming out of your mouth, the things that you are declaring. Here Jesus said, will I find faith upon the earth, after he just finished talking about persistent prayer? So persistent prayer is an absolute key to our faith level. Jesus will look for those who are persistent in prayer in trying to identify faith itself. So if one should be persistent in praying to someone or asking someone to give you something who doesn't want to give it to you, how much more faith we should have in praying to somebody who desires to give it to us. Jesus said, fear not, little children, because it is my Father's will to give you the kingdom, to give you everything that you need. So how much more we should be persistent in this area of prayer, because it is to someone who desires to give us everything we need. That should encourage us in prayer. You see, it does take faith to pray. Whenever you begin to pray, it takes faith to believe that someone is there hearing you. When Jesus returns to earth, will he find faith on the earth? Again, he will be looking for those people who pray in order to give him an indication of their level of faith. If we were connected to him, if mankind was connected to God and were led by self-government, we would have an attitude that God has, and we would be led after him. Self-government is the best government that mankind could ever live by. But that must be a self-government that's hooked up with God. Because man left to his own devices without the Spirit of God, we see what happens around the world. All we have to do is look around. But God gives us a better way. He says that I want you to govern yourself. I want you to take control. Have your mind renewed by the Word of God, so that we might know what is the good and perfect will of God. if you do not know Christ, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will never be able to look at someone else and blame them. The Bible says that all whose names are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into a fiery lake of fire. How important it is to have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life.